السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه، نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Honorable and respected elders and brothers, one is our physical creation. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes in various ayat of the Quran Sharif that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created us, our father Adam alayhi salam, from sand, thumma min nutfatin, thumma min alaqatin, thumma min mudghatin mukhallaqa. Allah Ta'ala created us from a sperm. Allah created from that sperm, it transformed into a clot of blood, and from there bone and flesh. So that is insofar as our physical creation is concerned. But the question is with regards to our spiritual development. What was that very seed that was planted into us? So we find in the ayats of the Quran and the Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that in the realm of arwah, which is known as alamul arwah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gathered all the souls that were to be created into humans. So this was before the physical creation. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asked the question, Alastu bi rabbikum? So each and every soul responded, Bala. And that was the seed of iman, the ma'rifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Many a times we hear the English phrase, we see light at the end of the tunnel. But this was light even before the tunnel. Before Allah Ta'ala created us, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala planted the seed into us. So strong was the seed in some individuals that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that I remember that pledge that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had taken with us. And the importance of this pledge, on the one hand, in one narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed all the souls and Allah said, I make your father Adam alayhi salam a witness that you have taken this pledge that there is no object of worship but me, there is no God but me, there is no sustainer, no cherisher but me. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, together with Adam alayhi salam, I make the skies and the earth and everything a witness to this fact. So this was that seed that was planted within our ruh, within our souls. And hence, one hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala judges a person, that person will be going to the fire of Jahannam, Allah will ask him one question. At this point in time, would you not desire that you had owned the whole world, every item of earth, and then the desire of giving that as a ransom to free yourself from the fire of Jahannam? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوْ افْتَدَى بِهِ. Allah Ta'ala says that those people, they had kufr, they left this world in a state of kufr, they would desire that on the whole world, in the form of gold, this whole of gold, and they would hope that they could give that as a ransom to save himself or herself from the fire of Jahannam. Allah grant us all maut on iman, but there is no value that a person can put on iman. The world can value a piece of property. The world can fictitiously attach a value to oil, to platinum, to gold, to all the commodities of this world. They can raise it, they can drop it, inflate it, deflate it, but iman has no value in this world. Whatever the world may contain, convert all of that into gold, that also is not good enough as a value to the iman that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed us. Nonetheless, this person will say to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, undoubtedly I would have wished so, that it could have happened. Now Allah ta'ala says, that is a very high order. Let's come to the very simple thing. Did I not take this pledge from you? This question is on the day of Qiyamah. Did I not take this pledge from you that la ilaha illallah, وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَا, that there is no object of worship but Allah, He is one and He has no partner. So brothers and friends, this is where it had all begun. I wish to go to the end of it all, the end of the journey. Either فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. There is going to be one group that is going to enter Jannah, and one group, the fire of Jahannam. The wife, Fatima, of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi, she used to say, I would dread with horror when he would recite this ayat of the Quran Sharif. For us, it makes no difference. It's ayat of the Quran. But what is Allah Ta'ala saying here? She would say that when he would recite this ayah, he would cry so profusely that hours and hours will pass. Allah is saying, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, one group is going to Jannah, وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ, and one group is going to Sa'ir, the blazing fire. Then he would ask, oh Allah, in which group have you put Umar ibn Abdul Aziz? And that would make him cry, because that is not known to any individual. Allah grant us all Jannatul Firdaus, but that knowledge is not within our capacity. We do not know where we are going to. But the last part of that journey, before Jannah, before Jahannam, is the Sirat. What you and I term as the Pul Sirat, the bridge. وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. Allah speaks about this in Surah Maryam. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us a very clear indication that this is going to happen. Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a sahabi, a companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, he rested his head on the lap of his wife. In other words, he was at total ease. A person is at leisure, and he is now in that state of leisure. And then suddenly she says, and this is the cry and the sob of a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is filled with spirituality, with iman, with ruhaniyat. And she says, the way he cried, just the way he cried, made me cry. When that cry is a cry of sincerity, then it becomes contagious. So she said, I began to cry, and I cried, and I cried, and he also cried. A long while passed. Then he asked me, oh my beloved wife, what makes you cry? She said, the way you cried, the way you sobbed, that was sufficient to make me cry. That I was reflecting on this ayah of the Quran, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. Allah Ta'ala is saying that there is no exception. Each and every one of you will have to pass across the fire of Jahannam. And then he explains that this is that sirat from which there is no escape, or what we call the pull sirat. There is absolutely no escape, and each and every one will have to pass through. So what made me cry was the question, would I make it through? If not, the fire of Jahannam lies below me, and what is going to be my end thereafter? Understand that a sahabi given many, many different guarantees that they are all the cries. One is the day of Qiyamah. Before that, the barzakh ability, our deeds, the weighing, the book of deeds to be given in our right or left hand. All of those different situations have passed. And now this is what we may term as the last lap. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he describes what is this fire of, what is this sirat? He says, first, a person will be brought and he will be able to see the fire of Jahannam below him. And then he describes this sirat. Our knowledge, it is sharper than a sword or a blade, and it is thinner than the strand of a hair. And that's where it stops. But he explains that this will be a very thorny surface, despite the fact that it is so thin, it will be thorny, and on both sides will be hooks. And the angels will be hooking those people who are not going to make this destination, this journey, and they are going to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Allah save us. Then he explains the speed with which the believers will pass by over the sirat. He says first, and that's the first prize, a group will pass over the sirat at the speed of lightning. Allah make us from amongst those, just the flash of a lightning. Then he says another group will pass over like a swift wind. And then the third group will be those that will pass over like birds. And then the next group will pass over at the speed of horses. And the next group will pass over the speed of camels. And then one group will pass over like normal humans running. And then he speaks about the last person. And this is the point that we pick up on, that on the one hand, it's all dark, And in the other hand, light is required. But this last person that crosses over the Sirat will have that much of light that will not go beyond his toe. In other words, that little bit of light that ends at the big toe. And hence he will have difficulty passing over the Sirat, and he will go crawling and crawling, and eventually he will make it over to the other side into Jannah. Now what is more important to us? يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about that day when you, O reciter of the Quran, you will see the believing men and women pass نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. The nur will be traversing بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ, in front of them, وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ, and on the right hand side, and in one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the left hand side also. يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِ اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Allah Ta'ala expresses the same, نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ, that the light will be traveling, traversing at a tremendous speed in front of them and on the right hand side. Now the question is, one is the nur of our iman, and undoubtedly every deed that we carry out with ikhlas and sincerity will also have a fair amount of light. But when we turn the pages of the ahadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will find some particular actions that will bring about this nur. It will bring about this light on the day of Qiyamah. So before we discuss this, let us make a fervent dua to Allah, that Allah give us all the tawfiq. Allah give us the ability to practice upon the entire deen, but also bring these actions into our practices, inshallah. The first, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, that person that frequents the house of Allah at the time of darkness. The time of darkness will be the time of Isha. It will be the time of Fajr. Unfortunately, if we may use the expression, at that time, our masjids are crying. Our masjids are crying. Where are the musallis? Where is the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah's promise, darkness is light. We have all the facilities to facilitate us and to bring us to the house of Allah. So that will, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that will bring light on the day of Qiyamah. And most of the muhaddithin are inclined to believe that on the day of Qiyamah will refer to this, that when a person has to sojourn, when a person traverses and travels over the Sirat. So that is one. The second, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that person that performs his salah punctually, regularly, with the presence of his heart. In other words, he is particular about his salah. He guards his salah. He is cautious about not missing his salah. This morning we discussed Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu's narration, that it all starts off from the wudu. He is particular about his wudu. He is particular about his salat. Then number one, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will create this nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. Number two, that salah will become a burhan. A burhan, a witness and evident of his iman on the day of Qiyamah. And number three, that salat will become a means of emancipation from the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we find another hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which we often hear, that that person that recites Surah Al-Kahf. In this narration, it is just Surah Al-Kahf, and there's no mention of Friday. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant that person the nur between him and Makkah Mukarramah, the Baytullah. That much of nur that will manifest on the day of Qiyamah. And in another narration, he recites Surah Al-Kahf on Friday. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will create a nur from his feet right up to this first sky, a distance of 500 years of travel. And that will manifest on the day of Qiyamah. Then we find a narration from our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another form of nur, and Allah give us the tawfiq, a person recites just one ayah of the Quran. A person recites just one ayah of the Quran, that will create that nur for that person to traverse and travel over the sirat. Then we find another hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person that sends salat upon me, what you and I will term as durood sharif, for that durood and that salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will create that nur, and that person will be able to travel over the sirat with great ease. Then we find two narrations with regards to hajj, that when a person has completed his hajj, and after his hajj, on the 10th of Zulhijjah, he's coming out of his ihram. Then for every hair that falls from his head, Allah will create nur. And then the person on the subsequent days goes to pal the jamitans, Allah Ta'ala will create nur for that person. And then there's one hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that speaks about a person. Now many a times we don't understand when the hadith speaks about the marketplace, what is this? Some of us may interpret it as the shopping malls and all of that, but the truth of the matter is when we are in our businesses, whether it is our offices, whether it is our consulting rooms, whatever it may be. And in that state of business, remember, the mindset changes. In the masjid, there was a different mindset. And now we go into our businesses, there's a different mindset. And in that mindset, we remember Allah. We remember Allah. And in this hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that for every hair on his head, Allah will create one nur on the day of Qiyamah. Now what does this mean? That there is a relatively high consciousness of Allah. Even in the marketplace, we are conscious of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when we are conscious of Allah, there is going to be no fraud, there is going to be no misappropriation, it's going to be honesty upon honesty, because we are aware of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And whatever we do, we will never do with the intention of doing somebody else down, of robbing or cheating. And that is why the reward is so high. And then one last hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers and friends, as life progresses, as we are moving further and further away from the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is this rugged capitalism that comes in a high level of selfishness. And this hadith speaks about selflessness, that when a believer eradicates, alleviates the distress of another person, in whichever way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will create for that person two compartments of nur. Not one light, two compartments of this nur. And that nur is so bright that it is sufficient to enlighten the entire world. And only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows the brightness. So these are some of the ahadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Friends, again we can see it entails our relationship with Allah, It entails the rights of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It brings about the rights of the Quran, the rights of the masjid, the rights of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rights of fellow human beings. And by doing this, inshaAllah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will multiply this noor. And that last part of our journey, either Jannah or Jahannam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will create ease. And inshaAllah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala without making dua for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.